Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Takahiro Sakito, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Monday, July 6th, 2020. Welcome back, Sakito-san. In a recent episode, you highlighted that JGB yields could rise in July. In fact, that's what we've seen, with JGBs selling off amidst an increase in volatility. What happened to the JGB market?
On June 20th, the BOJ released its JGB buying plan for July. That was a trigger for the sell-off in JGBs. The BOJ does not plan to make any changes to purchases of less than 1 year, 10 to 25 years, and 25 years or more, but did raise the range of purchases for 1 year to 3 year, 3 year to 5 year, and 5 year to 10 year. The frequency of operations will be unchanged from June for all durations. The buying schedule has been concentrated in the first half of July. We get the impression that BOJ will loosen yield curve control operation in the second half of July. Also, the Ministry of Finance, MOF, plans to increase issuance of super long JGBs for July. Because of fiscal stimulus for fiscal year 20, the BOJ's July JGB buying operation plan shows that the BOJ will take a monetary operation stance that will allow yields to rise. After the announcement in the evening time on June 30th, JGB future trading simply responded with higher JGB rates.
Okay, so it sounds like the MOF and the BOJ are giving an all clear for JGBs to sell off. I suspect that's true only to a good degree. What are the BOJ's options to limit a sell-off? More generally, what is the BOJ telling us about yield curve control given the increase in issuance by the Ministry of Finance?
The crowded demand for US dollar fund supply operation is so important in JGB's demand and supply nowadays. The BOJ plan to hold US dollar fund supply operation roughly once a week in July with 7-day contracts. From the middle of this month, 14-day contracts will be supplied. At this time, no 14-day contract US dollar supply operations are planned for August, September, or beyond. I feel that the BOJ will concentrate its US dollar supply and operation schedule in the latter half of this month and will alleviate market stress from the increase in JGB issuances from the fiscal year 20, second supplementary budget, not only by increasing JGB purchases, but also by engaging in cross-currency monetary operations that are expected to absorb JGB quarterly demand from big sum of US dollar fund supply beyond end July. At the front end and belly of yield curve, JGB supply and demand could be tight, supported by the BOJ's increased purchases of JGBs and quarterly demand. However, the long end of the JPY yield curve could steepen. This would be in line with our house view, so we leave our outlook for JPY rate steepening intact.
Okay, so what does the steeper JGB yield curve mean for other markets, like JPY swap spreads and dollar-yen basis?
I believe JPY rate swap spread has room to correct. While JGB rates generally rose in June, JPY swap rates did not move in tandem for the longer zones. JPY swap rates remained negative through 20. Following the market stress of March and April caused by the coronavirus crisis, global stock markets recovered, while conversely, JPY rate swap spread still had not normalized. However, JPY rate swap supply and demand generally corrected, and higher JGB yields are expected to widen JPY rate swap spreads. 3 months US dollar JPY basis swaps steady and flat in June, while 6 months contracts widen. Longer zones narrow slightly. 3 months US dollar JPY basis swaps are stable as US dollar fund operations provided a cushion, while 6 months contract widened because of the calendar year and premium. However, the widening was not so big. The great US dollar liquidity as a result of US dollar funding operations appeared to be seeping into other duration. There did not appear to be concern about US dollar JPY basis swaps ahead of the fiscal year end, and Japanese investors do not appear to within shooting distance of US dollar funding, even though they will need to cover their US dollar funding needs over fiscal year end.
Okay, so it sounds like I'm going to have to wait to see any material widening in USD-JPY basis. To close things out, why don't we finish with your view on the yen, USD-JPY basis, and JPY rates. USD-JPY has traded in a tight range recently. Do you expect that to continue? And what about USD-JPY basis swaps and also JPY rates?
The recent MOF weekly securities flow data shows constant accumulation of US dollar credit assets through investment funds. Bond investment strategies that sustained top line gains and had effective risk management are changing US-Japan yield gap and US dollar JPY correlations amid low interest rates around the world. The BOJ's June Tankan survey showed that big Japanese manufacturers forecast a US dollar JPY rate of 107.48 and a Euro JPY rate of 119.57 for fiscal year 20. We expect to see selling of US dollar JPY at this level, which will likely keep topside heavy at these levels. On the other hand, full year earnings releases and general shareholder meetings are now over, and there could be more new investment in the pipeline following the change over in electors. There could be more direct investing over the next few weeks. Like companies, investors will also be trying out new structures and strategies in a new fiscal year. We expect to see a pickup in JPY selling flows from both Japanese FDI and Japanese investors at the level 106. Given the recent market range and narrow accumulation FX ranges in a June Tankan survey, upward pressure on JPY rates has clearly picked up, with more JGB issuances scheduled from this month because of the coronavirus economic measures. JPY rate swaps still have an upward bias, although the range bound locally. US dollar JPY basis swaps are likely to have a widening bias ahead of the expected new Japanese investing activity in second half.
That's great analysis, Sakito-san. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, John.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.